And now, James Gravel.
In previous discussions, we examined how we can ascertain biblical authority through approved examples for the things we do in religion. Determining whether a biblical example is relevant to God's will for us is an essential part of determining whether or not that example is binding on us today. All passages relating to any particular subject must be in agreement before an example can be viewed as binding. This means, of course, that we must be careful not to consider as binding any examples that either do not apply to those of us today who live under the New Testament law, such as examples of legitimate actions carried out in the Old Testament times, or that contradict New Testament law, such as examples of illicit actions carried out during the first century and recorded within the pages of the New Testament solely as matters of history. For instance, in the Old Testament, we find examples of God's people battling their enemies as God instructed them to do to inflict divine punishment upon the wicked people. Under New Testament law, however, we are instructed to love and pray for our enemies, Matthew 5, verses 44 through 45. Thus, in this case, it would be both inappropriate and wrong to imitate Old Testament examples. In the New Testament, we find an example of the Apostle Peter playing the part of the hypocrite, Galatians 2, verse 12. This example should not be mimicked since hypocrisy violates other biblical injunctions such as Proverbs 11, verse 9 and Job 27, verses 8 through 10. And since we know from Paul's public rebuke of Peter that Peter's incorrect actions obviously did not constitute an approved example. It thus is clear that any example we interpret as binding must be both scriptural and relevant, otherwise it can be dismissed from consideration as being exclusively binding. It is also important that we not stress as binding incidental examples that are de-emphasized elsewhere in the New Testament. As just one example of this type of thing, consider the circumstantial reference in Acts 20 verses 1 through 7 to Christians meeting in an upper room. This example cannot be considered as binding upon us today because other Bible passages such as John 4 verses 21 through 24 and Matthew 18 verse 20 show us that the specific location of worship is immaterial. Rather, it is the heart of the worshiper that is important.